Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of The Golf Show. We have plenty of news to talk about today. We have some opinions, and we have a kind of a breaking news thing. You know, you watch TV, and that's all you see on the screen is breaking news, and it's actually something that happened 3 days before. But I think the breaking news I'm talking about is a little more current than that. But we'll get to that in our second segment. Some things that have crossed my mind this week. Bryson DeChambeau. I'm not a fan, particularly. And I, when I say that, I kind of listen to myself and I say, you know, you can't be starting to judge guys by your older, mature gentleman kind of aspect. He is a big fan favorite because he can average over the course of 4 days, he can average 350 yards off the tee and can crank that up on occasion when he needs to. And that's cool. You know what they used to say in baseball? Chicks dig the long ball, right? And everybody loves to see what he did to the Country Club of Detroit last week. But he's, you know, I guess we have to give him the fact that he's young. He's inexperienced in some ways, like the little spat he had with the cameraman about not portraying him in a bad image by showing that he messed up a bunker shot. I'm sure he's watched golf on TV growing up, but part of that that goes on is the fact that when you're out there, they can be filming you at any time. And he hopefully has learned that lesson. And then there's the mad scientist part of him that, I don't know, just go play. You know, he has the all the same length clubs in his bag, and hey, that's okay. He's won a couple times, and he may win a big one here one of these days. He's just not my favorite, and that's okay. I think we're allowed to have favorites. The one thing it's done is it's dumped Patrick Reed off of everybody's front burner. He's not done anything amazingly stupid in a while, and that's good, and that keeps him out of the limelight, which is also very good. I wonder how long the Rocket Mortgage Classic at the Country Club of Detroit is going to last. You know, obviously, no spectators. You know, no big TV coverage like, you know, we're used to. And the fact that the Country Club of Detroit was, you know, basically destroyed by those guys last week. They were making birdies and nearly driving greens, and I don't know. That doesn't I don't have the warm and fuzzy feeling that that one's going to be a long time event on the PGA Tour schedule. The other thing I've been thinking is, and I've been watching back-to-back tournaments at Muirfield Village. I've been there several times covering the Memorial. I've played it several times, I guess. And, it, you know, it's a wonderful place. Great golf course, you know, immaculate all the time. But it's going to be interesting to me, and I saw a question about this the other day. It's going to be interesting for me to see what kind of conditions the fairways are going to be and the greens are going to be in for the Memorial next week. Obviously, it's a much more, I don't want to say important, but it's one of the big tournaments on the PGA Tour schedule. And I know, and this was a great idea, they didn't play the tees that they normally do in the Memorial. They moved them up, they moved them around, which is good. That'll create different areas out in the landing zone where, you know, guys will be playing their second shots from. But still, there are going to be 156 guys once they finish the second round this morning, hopefully, that have been marching around on that layout for 3 or 4 days now. So there's going to be some wear and tear, but don't forget, you're dealing with Jack Nicklaus's course, and if something needs to be done, it'll get done. But I just don't know how they cannot have some, you know, out of the ordinary little blemishes on what every year is, you know, almost as green as the Masters, which is pretty high praise. But we'll see. They did get 2 75-minute delays yesterday. And, of course, that's a running joke with anybody who's been out there for the Memorial. If you're in a drought kind of situation, just wait till Memorial Week comes. And they have gotten some pretty good storms. So they couldn't finish the second round, but I believe I read that there are 30 players who didn't finish, and they're going to go out in threesomes this morning, probably not all that long from now, and then they'll make the cut and repair and go out for the third round this afternoon. Colin Morikawa is one amazing young man. He's not bothered, doesn't seem, by anything. He just goes, gets his yardage, gets his club, and hits them well. He shot 66 yesterday, making 4 straight birdies in the middle of the round and then making another after the first of the delays took place, giving him a 6-shot lead when he was finished. But by the time some of the rest of the field finished their rounds, it was down to, to 3. Justin Thomas and Kevin Streelman put up 66 and 64. Morikawa is 13 under after 2 rounds, 1 shot off the course record set by Jason Duffner in the 2017 Memorial. Interesting stuff. This is You got to give them credit for doing this. This is, a neat, unique thing, doing back-to-back. You know, they did it at Pinehurst when they had the men's open and the women's open in successive weeks. But this will be the first time in a long time where two PGA Tour tournaments go back-to-back. I'm sure you saw that the Ryder Cup is postponed for this year. A wise decision, I think. There were a lot of people who said, well, that's a no-brainer. You got to do that. You know, you make the announcement for that early. And one of the reasons, the big reason was there was that there would be no fans there. And people have criticized that as one of the reasons, but if you've ever watched a Ryder Cup, either on this side of the pond or that side, the reason for those guys playing out there is because of the fans. You know, some of these places, they'll have 30,000 people out there, and it's very partisan, as you would expect. And that gives the home team a big boost. And in some instances, it fires up the visiting team, too, who take a lot of stuff from the people in behind the ropes. And you saw, I think, a couple weeks ago, Brooks Koepka said, if there aren't going to be any fans, I'm not going to play. And there were others who felt the same way. So, wise thing they did. It's going to be postponed till next year. It'll still be at Whistling Straits up in Wisconsin. And the President's Cup is probably the loser in this. They were to have been played this year. And then they would have played again in 2022. Well, now they're just going to play in 2022. And again, that's, you know, it's the little brother of the Ryder Cup. Excuse me. It would like to be something close to the Ryder Cup, but it's too young, quote unquote, to be talked about in that regard there. It's a nice little international event, but it just doesn't capture the imagination and the creativity and all that of the people who attend it. It's an awful lot of fun to watch it, and I look forward to it every year, but to be there, I'm told, is something you won't often soon forget. And so I think they made the right call. I don't know how you could have done anything else. Locally, the Tri-State Section PGA will host the Pittsburgh Open on Monday and Tuesday at South Hills Country Club. That is the spinoff event from the Frank Fuhr Invitational at the Fox Club, at the Pittsburgh Fuel Club. And it was put together because of the way Frank's tournament was changing in its makeup. The decision was made to put together another event that the local pros could play in. And from looking at the tee sheet, it looks like many of them are. So that's this week. And today and tomorrow, the Westmoreland County Amateur will be held at Hannistown Golf Club. I'm assuming that some of the star-studded collection of amateurs that Hannistown has At least some of them will be in that event, and that ought to be a good one. I think that's all of the notes that I had written down to talk about. I don't know, and this is just my opinion, and I'd love to hear what your opinion is. I rank Muirfield Village as one of the best golf courses, certainly in the United States. No, it's not Oakmont. And no, it's not Bethpage or, you know, the TPC Sawgrass. There are a lot of good courses out there, but what they do at Muirfield Village is pretty amazing. There aren't many courses throughout the year that these guys see that are in as good a condition as Muirfield Village. And that's the Nicklaus influence. This tournament, you know, they tell you it's to honor some of the great influencers and players and media people and radio guys, all those. But it's also a tribute to Nicklaus. This was his course that he built. He built it so that it can be played in championship conditions. And even for the mid-teen handicap guys and growing every time I go out, it's a hard golf course from the white tees. You can't miss fairways because you're up to your ankles in rough. The greens are very slopey. You've seen them on TV, and it's just a hard golf course. So always enjoy watching this week because it makes the boys work a little bit, and certainly there's nothing wrong with that. All right, it's time to take our first break of the day. We'll get a 2020 update, hear what's going on in Western Pennsylvania sports, and then we'll come back and we'll have our breaking news segment. And I think there'll be a lot of people who will be happy with this breaking news, and we'll do that right after this break. You've been listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.